Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
And today, Montana Talks with Tammy Hall. I'm so excited to be here. I love my very sexy voice from getting up too early in the morning. My husband of 56 years is sitting here thinking, whoa, new lady. Of course, Travis is noticing it's a new lady because yesterday I was meeting lunch with a high school friend, my best friend from high school, so I put on makeup and curled my hair. And today I just kind of rambled in. He's lucky I got out of my pajamas. But I'm so excited about the next hour. I really encourage you to tell your friends during the break, send them a text. We have a great guest, Brad Johnson. Brad, are you out there?
I am. It's nice to be back on the Aaron Flint Show and wonderful to meet you.
Aaron says you're one of the most fun guests and we gave you the whole hour. You're a retired CIA agent, and we are going to cover the whole area of the deep state, what you've been trying to do. Tell us a little bit about you. We've got a minute or two here for an intro, and what do you want to say?
Sure. You're correct. My background is CIA. I was in the agency for 25 years. I was an operations officer, so the vast majority of those 25 years were out in the field overseas, about 20 years worth, and multiple time chief of station, things like that. A chief of station is the head of an office for the CIA overseas. After that, came back and really wanted nothing whatsoever to do with government and was doing other things. And then started getting attacked again, you know, the Chinese hacked the Office of Personnel Management, which got my information. The Chinese decided to take it and leak it to some local group who began targeting and threatening me. So I thought, well, you know, I'm not going to be allowed to be retired. So started looking for a way to become active again and push back against some of these issues. And no one was really doing what I wanted. There's very, very few conservative former CIA agents that are out there talking, because most cannot. I retired overtly. Most retire covertly, meaning, you know, it's a hidden fact that they're a retired agency, where it's an open fact that I'm retired agency. So I'm allowed to actually say this, where very few are. So I created an organization myself called Americans for Intelligence Reform, intelreform.org, and have been trying to take the battle to the bad guys now for a number of years. And, you know, it's just a complete onslaught. Like I said, I believe that I'm on target nicely with everything because of the level of attack that comes against me. And one of those things, for example, like if you wanted to go to intelreform.org, a lot of the browsers won't even let you. Like if you go to Microsoft Edge, now it's not a big one, but it is one that's used by still a lot of people. If you use Microsoft Edge and you put in www.intelreform.org, it will not take you to my website. It will never pop up.
Oh, my word.
I'm completely blocked. YouTube has just cut me off with no... I had, you know, tens of thousands of followers on there, and YouTube just cut me off, and no explanation, no strikes, nothing. They just said, you know, you're not the kind of person we want.
Well, I can tell that this is going to be a fascinating hour, Brad. You are a man of courage, and I thank you for your service. When we come back, we're going to ask you about the corruption. Okay?
Super.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. There's a preliminary ethics committee inquiry into the conduct of Republican Indiana Congresswoman Victoria Spartz. This stems from multiple complaints filed by aides about what were alleged as abuse, general toxicity, and rage. The aides said their complaints were filed with panel investigators before Spartz won her primary race. One Spartz chief of staff resigned after being on the job for less than a month. The aides accused Spartz of regularly cussing them out. One source says she uses the F word, calls staffers children, or quote, retards. And surveys have ranked the Indiana Republican as one of the worst bosses in Congress. Spartz originally from Ukraine and initially was outspoken about the war, but Spartz later changed her tune. She's a critic of Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky and voted against sending assistance to her homeland. Spartz also threatened on multiple occasions to quit Congress, then announced she would not run for re-election. Then Spartz changed her mind and is running this fall. Spartz denied that she was aware of any ethics investigation. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, we'll have sunny to partly cloudy skies with high temperatures warming up into the upper 70s to near 80. Then for tonight, under partly cloudy conditions, lows into the upper 40s for Bozeman, but sticking closer to the lower 50s for Billings, and a good deal of sunshine for your Saturday expected with highs reaching into the mid-70s. And that's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
Montana's primary election is now in the rearview mirror, full steam ahead to the general election. Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Obviously, we try to deliver the best election coverage, the best political coverage on a day-to-day basis, but we talk about way more than politics. We've been live from the SHOT Show, the world's biggest gun show. We talk about UFC 300. We talk about what you want to talk about. And if we don't, heck, you can call in Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk statewide.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, today it's Tammy Hall, and my brother Shane is being my good old sidekick, and I have a great guest. We're going to keep Brad for the next hour. The board is lighting up already with people who want to ask questions. We are going to take questions in the second half of the show, so we want to just concentrate on Brad the first half. So I appreciate you calling. If there's a way you can wait, please wait. Okay, Brad, I know it's an old story, the laptop, but it's back in the news with Hunter, and of course now we know that the laptop was very real, but 51 former intelligence officers said it was Russian disinformation, and it really did affect the election last time. There was all kinds of corruption in the election, but nonetheless, have these intelligence officers paid any price for that? Is there corruption in these deep state? Or am I...
Oh, well. Yeah, corruption. Now you've just taken up the whole hour to go
no,
through
you
most
go.
Of that.
You go, buddy.
Okay. The response takes up would take up a lot of time, but let me kind of quickly go about it. This really began long ago. A lot of people are looking at the political corruption that they see now with this, with the Biden laptop, the trial, the show trial that they're doing and have done in New York, and all of these different things. They're seeing it. It has now become abundantly clear that we have a problem. And to most people, I mean, there's always going to be a certain hardcore left group that they just don't care what it takes and are happy to have political corruption. But this actually began long ago. A lot of this was set in motion back during Jimmy Carter days. Much of this was actually consolidated and really taken to a new level during Bill Clinton. And really, the kind of the final blow where everything was sort of finished was under Obama. And so now we're seeing them act with a lot of confidence. And it was a process of where the federal government agencies, and I mean all of them, you can take all the three-letter ones, to a lesser degree the military, but all, you know, DHS, CIA, FBI, DOJ, you know, we've all seen it, it's apparent in all of them. It was a process where they became politicized, and as they became more and more politicized, they then became weaponized. And so what we're seeing now is that weaponization. But understand, there's decades of effort that have gone in to getting us to this point. And this is one of the reasons why Democrats as a whole are not really all that concerned with elections. I mean, they want the presidency, but they, you know, if they lose one here and there in the Congress or Senate and things like that, it's just not that big a deal to them because they own and operate the federal agencies. The IRS, I've been audited four times.
You're kidding. They weaponize even individual citizens. When Donald Trump says when Donald Trump says they're not just coming for me, they're coming for you, he means it. They're coming for all of us.
Absolutely he means it. I've lived overseas in socialist regimes and communist countries, and I've watched how they go down the list of who's political opposition. There's just no question. I mean, I'm receiving, as I've mentioned previously, lots of pushback on it. I mean, I longed for the safety of being in the CIA overseas, but the only thing they wanted to do was kill me. All I had to do was stay alive. You know, it wasn't that hard. Now they do all sorts of other stuff. It's much more difficult to defend yourself against. And we've seen Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro go to jail now for refusing to testify in Congress. But a lot of other people on the left have refused to testify to Congress. You don't see them going to jail. I mean, it's just over and over and over and over again. And just speaking of laptops, let's not forget the Hillary Clinton laptop. Now, James Comey, back then as FBI director, cleared Hillary of any wrongdoing. But he was an FBI. That's an investigative responsibility for them. Prosecution and prosecutorial decisions would come out of DOJ, not the FBI. So you had some guy come out and clear her who doesn't even have the right or authority to clear her. And yet everybody just accepts that at face value, and nobody has gone on to investigate it. And let me talk a little bit about that laptop, since that's kind of the precursor to some of the problems we have now with Hunter Biden. On that laptop, James Comey himself came out and admitted to there being several chains, about a dozen or so chains of emails in which there were hundreds of classified documents of various types from various agencies. So he himself admits to probably, you know, a couple of thousand, 2,000 or 3,000 classified documents having been on Hillary Clinton's laptop. Now, the FBI did a audit of all of that and went back and looked at it from their internal investigations office. And in the interview, this information was made public. In one of the interviews with the guy who originally found the laptop, who exploits laptops, that guy said that James Comey underestimated by probably a factor of 10 the number of classified documents on that computer. So now suddenly we've gone from maybe 2,000 or 3,000 classified documents to 20,000 or 30,000 classified documents. And that same guy, during this audit report from the IG's office of the FBI, said that there's also another complete set of memory that has an equal amount of data in it. So probably that's, in fact, double. So we're probably thinking, you know, 50,000, 60,000 classified documents on that laptop that Anthony Weiner was found at his house because of his perversion charges that came from his wife, Uma, at the time, who was the right hand of Hillary Clinton. That's the likely source of where these classified documents came from. But remember, every single one of those classified documents at home on your computer is a crime.
Wow. Now, here we go. We have to go to a break, but my head's spinning, and there's so many things I want to ask you. I can't wait till we come back to this. Folks, come back. This is all a CSI or CIA agent who knows what he's talking about. Brad Johnson, Tammy here. We'll be right back.
Celebrate the special.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, if you missed it, we had about a 20-minute long chat with Navy SEAL veteran and Republican U.S. Senate candidate Tim Sheehy following his big primary election victory here in Montana. Like I say, if you missed a second of it, here's what you do. Go to MontanaTalks.com or download the Montana Talks app on your smartphone. You can get that audio and much more because all 4 hours of the show goes to our on-demand page every day. Download the Montana Talks app or go to MontanaTalks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordland.
The American Farm Bureau is encouraging lawmakers to vote in favor of the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. Farm Bureau's Emily Buckman.
AM radio is important for all America because farmers, ranchers, and rural residents rely on it as a source of weather, commodity, and national farm policy updates. Access to radio is critically important for America's producers, especially in times of emergency. For those who work mostly out in the open, often miles from home, response time is critical. Members need a reliable form of communication to access critical information during those times.
Buckman says auto manufacturers previously cast doubt on the future of AM radio, but Congress is considering a legislative fix.
Last year, several automakers announced they had removed or planned to remove broadcast AM radio receivers from EVs due to interference generated by electric batteries. Ford Motor Company even went so far as to claim they were removing AM radio from all vehicles. They later reversed that decision. They are considering legislation that would require the Department of Transportation require automakers to maintain AM broadcast radio in their new vehicles at no additional charge.
Farmers and ranchers are encouraged to get involved in the push to keep AM radio available in rural America.
If farmers and ranchers want to ensure AM radio remains available in their vehicles, I would encourage everyone to reach out to their lawmakers in the U.S. House and Senate to urge support for the AM Radio in Every Vehicle Act.
I'm Lane Northland.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
And today with Tammy Hall and my wonderful guest, Brad Johnson. My brother is listening in with us, and he'll ask a few questions later. We're not taking any phone calls for another till maybe the next segment. You were sharing the classified documents. This is Brad Johnson's, in case you're just joining, a retired CIA agent. What's the name of the group you have that people can go to find how to reform the deep state? What's the name of your webpage?
The organization is called Americans for Intelligence Reform. IntelReform.org.
Okay, good. I want to keep plugging that. And so you were sharing that Hillary had up to 50, 60,000 classified. Now, what I want to ask you is, of course, I'm an avid reader, at least a book a week, and my favorite is Jack Reacher, all things with government and what. And movies, et cetera, we see that they endanger agents who are good agents when they uncover classified documents. But how does this uncovering of classified documents hurt America or hurt us? I mean,
yes, a fabulous question. So Hillary Clinton had this on her just home laptop. It was stuff that she, I remember the name of those old phones that they were all carrying around at the time. That weren't the smartphones. They had the little buttons.
Oh, the suitcase phones, and you wound them up.
those more or less.
Yeah.
Blackberries, that's it. Yeah, those are getting old enough. I forgot the name of them.
Thank you.
Anyway, the Blackberries. So all of those are this completely unclassified system. Now, having come from the intelligence background, you know, if anyone thinks that it's a challenge to tap into that for the Chinese or Russians or probably even the North Koreans and another, you know, 10 or 12 countries, they're very sadly mistaken. It's child's play to get that. So you know that the bad guys had full access to it. So what is in those things? We don't know. What damage was done, we don't know. Because nobody, our government, failed us on purpose because they never investigated it. They never did a damage done assessment of these things. You know, who knows? There could have been people that were sources of information for us that were reporting on the Chinese. The Chinese got a hold of that, went out and shot the guy, and we don't know. There could easily be murder behind all of this stuff that was because of this sloppiness, as James Comey called it, on the part of Hillary Clinton. We just don't know. And for them not to have investigated it, that by itself is probably a crime. But certainly the FBI is actively involved in covering up the problem with what Hillary Clinton was doing. Now, it was Anthony Weiner's laptop, but clearly that information didn't get put on there by Anthony Weiner. I mean, this would be child's play for any, you know, first-year rookie cop to go to the guy with the computer that has tens of thousands of classified documents on it and go, you know, nice to meet you, Mr. Anthony Weiner. By the way, you're going to jail for the next 100 years unless you care to tell me who gave you these classified documents. And you walk it back up the chain to get to the source, which I can go on and on about all of that. I have a lot of information on how that all technically took place. But the point out of all of that is nobody has investigated what damage was done. Could it be source names? It could be any sort of thing, economic information. Nobody knows. The only thing that we know out of that is that apparently these classified information came from a lot of different agencies, one of which was the CIA. Was it NSA? You know, that type of information is highly classified. Was it State Department? I think you can be 100% certain it was from State Department as well. So
this could be even nuclear things, strategies for the military. This could have to do with our power structure and how dangerous or vulnerable our power structure is. I mean, they don't need to fly a balloon over Montana. They can go to Hillary's laptop and get that.
That's absolutely right. Yeah. That's becoming dated information at this point, but still. You know, here it is, the Chinese and Russians know everything that's in that sort of thing, and we don't know. And we never looked at it because, well, that laptop ended up at Quantico, which is one of the main, it's a Marine base, but on that Marine base is a very large FBI presence, and that's where the exploitation of computers and so on takes place, and that was locked in there as evidence, and, you know, that's where it sits. I would be willing to bet, you know, a cup of coffee that computer is no longer in evidence at Quantico. I bet somebody disappeared that long ago. But
now, let me ask you another question, if you don't mind, Brad. You have kind of mentioned that this has been going on a long time, and this is, I called it yesterday, the bureaucratic blob, like the old movie. It just keeps growing and absorbing and turning into the bureaucracy that runs the world. But you mentioned that it's run through different presidencies and leadership. Are you saying that the Republican leaderships in Congress and in the presidency and the Democrats are equally involved in this, and they both know what's going on, and they just tolerate this deep state running the country? I mean, is there any difference for those of us who are conservatives and love America?
Yes, I think you're making an important point there as well. And let me remind everybody, now, one of the things off the Hunter Biden laptop is money coming in from the Chinese and deals made with the Chinese. And them, apparently, there's a great deal of evidence that they were personally enriching themselves. Biden and his family were personally enriching themselves off of Chinese money. Now, I hearken back to the times of Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, during his campaign, several people got caught funneling money in from the communist Chinese into Clinton's campaign. A couple of people went to jail out in California for that very thing. I think they're out by now, but people went to jail back then, and it was the same stuff. Funneling money into a presidential campaign or pocket, we don't know because it never got looked at very deeply, and that was back in Clinton campaign days. So this stuff, to suggest this hasn't been going on forever is just a fallacy. People forget all of these things that have taken place, and they're not adding it all up. And, of course, our news, the mainstream media, doesn't care. They want to cover it up. So you don't see them deep dive this stuff very often.
No, they don't want to cover
Carlson's and
Yeah. Brad, my brother Shane, I'm sure, has a question or two for you. We have 3 minutes here. Shane, do you want to ask Brad a question before we go to our next break? Is there something you want to ask him about?
Hey, Brad. Hey. I think it's important, first of all, you know, the agency was created in 1947 by none other than the President of the United States at the time, Truman. Today, the agency's budget's $20 billion, 25,000 employees. The history of it's remarkable. Costa Rica is the only Central American country without a standing army because a guy named Howard Hughes, who was the bag man for the CIA for 30 years, set up Costa Rica for a place where the black ops of the CIA, FBI, and the NSA could retire to. So if you could speak to the story of Howard Hughes, I'm sure people would enjoy that. But the other thing I'd like you to speak to is that the history of the CIA is known to have been involved in the overthrow of over 74 governments. And where and what kind of interesting tidbit about that you might have?
That's great. I'd really appreciate hearing some of those things on what you can tell us that they have done. And we've got a couple minutes for that, and we'll come back. Go ahead, Brad.
Sure. I guess one thing, let me add to this as we're going through the questioning. I mean, I don't ever touch on any classified information that I'm aware of and things like that. I'm not here to damage the CIA. I'm here to make the CIA go back to its original duties of being a central intelligence agency and collecting on bad guys and helping us out, helping our national security. So I'm not interested in breaking them down. I'm interested in bringing them back to full strength, but doing their duty, not doing the political whims of the politicians. So for Howard Hughes, I don't have too much information on Howard. Of course, he was a well-known character, but that was so far before my time that I just don't know too much about him. As far as overthrowing governments, yeah, there was always, you know, nowadays that's kind of frowned upon, but that used to be a government policy. And let me say, I would argue to everyone that it is a valid policy, and it hasn't disappeared from the U.S. government. It's just moved over to the administration now, and from the CIA, for example. You saw Obama and now President Biden both arguing that Netanyahu has to go from Israel, and they're making considerable efforts and making sure money goes through to that end and things like that. So it's kind of open interference versus, you know, a hidden covert type of interference. But going back to that, the number of 70 some odd is, you know, that sort of data you need to take kind of loosely. Because,
okay, and we're running up against a little break here, Brad, but there are good people in the CIA, and Brad said that there are good. There are people serving America. Let's remember that. He'll be coming back with us after this break. Thanks, Brad. This is phenomenal.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. An increasing number of older adults are in debt during retirement, according to a Federal Reserve survey. If debt is straining your retirement budget or you're paying a high interest rate, a pay-it-off plan is critical. And there are some things you can do to make it happen, like picking up side work. You can supplement your retirement savings and Social Security benefits with part-time earnings, which can make your money go further. And consider moving or downsizing, since your home is usually one of your biggest expenses. You might be paying high property taxes, maintenance costs, and time your Social Security benefits. Taking them early might give you the income you need to get rid of your debt, but on the other hand, it may be better to wait. It's best to talk to a financial professional on this matter. And if you have equity in your home, you might be able to get a home equity loan or line of credit to help you consolidate or pay down higher interest debt. But really think about doing this, since an inability to keep up with these payments puts your home at risk of foreclosure. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
The President's Corner.
The ACLU and immigrants' rights groups are signaling a courtroom fight over President Biden's executive order imposing new restrictions on asylum seekers crossing the southern border.
Of course, he's going to continue to say that in order to actually deal with this immigration system, we have to have legislation. We have to have a bipartisan option here.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says a failure by lawmakers to pass a Senate proposal prompted the executive action this week, not politics.
We understand, and we and you all have reported, majority of Americans care about this issue. They care about the challenges at the border. And the president has always said he's going to take action, and he has.
The border and immigration is a top issue for voters in the latest Fox News power rankings, with Americans preferring former President Trump to handle the issue by 18 points. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, if you missed it, we had about a 20-minute long chat with Navy SEAL veteran and Republican U.S. Senate candidate Tim Sheehy following his big primary election victory here in Montana. Like I say, if you missed a second of it, here's what you do. Go to MontanaTalks.com or download the Montana Talks app on your smartphone. You can get that audio and much more, because all 4 hours of the show goes to our on-demand page every day. Download the Montana Talks app or go to MontanaTalks.com.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
And today it's Tammy Hall, and I am having a great time with our guest, Brad Johnson. Brad has a wonderful connection to Montana. That's how we get this amazing retired CIA. I always want to see it, say CIA or CSI from CIA, and he has Americans for Intelligence Reform. You know, or are going to be here speaking for our wonderful Jim Brown. Now, I know Jim, and he's an amazing man. He was on the Public Service Commission and will be our future auditor. We are absolutely, he's running on the Republican ticket for that. But Brad knew his father. I didn't know if I could say that because he was a CIA agent too also.
Well, yeah, that's actually how Jim and I kind of came across each other. Jim's father was CIA, and he was getting out of the agency just at the time I was joining. We were at several places at the same time. I don't actually remember for sure if I met Jim's father or not, because it's, trust me, at this point it's going back more than just a couple of years to that early stage in my career at the CIA, so I don't know that I ever met him, but he and I were at the same places at the same time, so there was overlap in that sense. And yeah, correct. I'm one of the reasons I'm coming to Montana. But I grew up in Oregon, so when I was a kid,
I'm sorry. Oregon. No.
So now, yeah, when I grew up in Oregon, out as a kid, it was much like Montana.
Yeah,
things were much more open and all of that. And one of the things that just always, it struck me so hard the first time I saw it, because I'd forgotten it. And it's such a trite, simple thing that none of your listeners are going to blink their eyes twice over this, but I saw a dog in the back of a pickup. Well, I grew up with that. That's how it was, and that's how it still is here in Montana. I was in downtown Helena last trip here and saw multiple times would see somebody driving around with a dog in the back of their pickup. I'm out in D.C. now in that area. You'd be arrested and thrown in jail for doing that. You don't lose what you have here in Montana.
Could you carry your shotgun in the back window of the truck?
I have carried a shotgun in the back window. You didn't get arrested for that now in the D.C. area as well.
You had asked me if we could go back to the question we were dealing with and kind of left it for a minute. But if the Republicans and Democrats, the corruption of the deep state, who's in Congress, who's in the presidency, Does this just flow right through these different changes of office and power? This corruption?
Well, that's just a wonderful question, too. What is the culpability of the Republican Party in this?
Yeah. And
we do have a few in the conservative caucus now that we have within the Republican Party. You've started to hear a few voices come up. There are a handful of people who are trying to do the right thing on this. But for the most part, the Republican Party itself has done very little. And just, for example, we've talked about the Anthony Weiner laptop and the Hunter Biden laptop. And the Democrats' cry of this is, well, you've got, there's zero proof. All this has been debunked. Well, okay, proof is established in court. It hasn't gone to court. So sort of technically in a bizarro world, you can say, yeah, okay, there's no proof. But there's overwhelming evidence. I mean, there's phone calls. There's bank checks that have been deposited into accounts. There's emails. There's testimony from former partners. I mean, you know, a lot of people have been convicted on a 10% of all of the evidence that's out there, but it has not made its way through court. Why? Why are people not out there screaming and yelling in for all of this and talking about FBI corruption and DOJ corruption and putting pressure on them to do this? And why is Congress not threatening to withhold their budget? Where are they? There's a lot of things that can be done. And essentially, just go down the list of all these things we've seen. Who's standing up and screaming about what happened in New York? I mean, you have a lot of people, the talking heads, people like myself, that will get up and criticize what we see. But the people in authority are doing nothing. And these are the types of things where they need to dig in and do something and do not. So at the very least, the Republican Party has passively allowed this to go on. But I think it's more than that. I mean, that just in Congress for itself, take a look at some of the stuff they do. They kept voting themselves raises until it became a political issue. And instead, so when they knew they politically couldn't give themselves another raise, they voted themselves a $50,000 deduction that you and me and everybody else listening, we do not get.
Oh, man.
And a $50,000 deduction. And did you know that in Congress, if you spend two terms, there's a type of retirement, federal retirement called CRs, which is what I retired under. The congressmen get that after two terms. That's 4 years. They get full retirement after 4 years, the same retirement only for a lot more money than I got after 25 years. And I've been shot at and crashed in helicopters and been in danger many times while these guys, you know, sit on their little thrones in Washington, D.C. and get a lot better deal. Which
wow.
I think they're,
and Tony mentioned you're still on the kill list for the jihads.
Yeah, I mean, I do get the death threats. Most of those originated out of the Chinese aspect of this from their hack of our computer government system. It's the personnel files. They stole all the personnel files from everybody who ever worked for the federal government or applied for a job with the federal government or retired from the federal government. The Chinese have all that. And they've been using it to target Americans all the time. Did you know, for example, like right now, I still get phone calls. All the federal employees get these from, it's a pre-recorded voice that speaks Chinese. So one of my buddies is a retired analyst who speaks Chinese, and I was sitting down to lunch telling him all about this, and his phone rang, and he picked it up, and he got that pre-recorded Chinese message, and he was telling me what they said, which the message, recorded message, comes out and says, you know, your package has arrived, come down to the Chinese embassy to pick it up. And those pre-recorded messages are going to all the federal employees, all of them. The Chinese are aggressively working against us here in the United States, and what do? Nothing.
Oh, no.
Why is that not being publicized?
Because Joe Biden's connected with him, isn't he? Listen, we've had a few callers that have hung on, and I want to be patient with them. We have, let's take Nancy on line two. She actually called back from yesterday. Hasn't been on hold since yesterday. I want to make that clear. We're not that mean. Nancy, are you there, huh?
Yes, I am, and good morning, and thank you, Brad, for taking my phone call. I have a quick comment and two very short questions. I've never really trusted the CIA because of their alleged involvement in the JFK assassination, their MK Ultra experiment or drug program that turned people like Ted Kaczynski into the Unabomber monster. And also the CIA was involved in Vietnam, the transportation of heroin from Vietnam in military planes that contained the dead corpses of our fallen soldiers for the sale on the Harlem streets in New York City. City. Now, my two very quick questions is this. It seems that the CIA is really running this country. There's a lot of people out there that believe they're the ones that are running the United States of America now, our government. And I'd like to hear your thoughts on that. And I want one more question. Jeffrey Epstein, who is a very curious character, do you think that he may have been a CIA agent or working as a cover for the CIA on the Epstein Island? And thank you, sir. I will listen off air.
Thank you, Nancy. It was so good of you to call up. I know I have to tell you because I'm a JFK, you know, I'm from the 60s, 70s. I was in high school when that happened. And we did, a lot of us believe, especially they haven't released everything, but that the CIA was involved in all the back behind things with that. So that's, you know, could be, I mean, I'm supposed to, the young kids go, oh, conspiracy. But have you heard some of these things? What do you want to respond to, Nancy?
Yes, on the JFK thing, I think... I do understand why fingers get pointed at the CIA. JFK basically betrayed the CIA and the free Cubans in the invasion of the Bay of Pigs. There's a lot of history to that. Anyone can look up. So a lot of people got killed out of those Cuban troops that landed at the Bay of Pigs. And so a lot of people point the finger at the CIA for having done that. But back in those days, the CIA was still controlled by patriots, and that would not have ever entered their head. I would argue to you, and my conclusion out of all this, that this is basically a mafia hit. That's precisely their credo, to pay back, you know, for when they're screwed. And if you go back and look at what was done, Kennedy was the bag man carrying around suitcases full of money, paying off all the people in certain places like Chicago, where they had to organize the unions and all of that, and that had to be done through the mafia. And so they were pouring money into the mafia. And that was with the agreement that the mafia would be left alone for having put JFK in office. And there's just no question he would have not won had it not been for the mafia involvement in organizing the unions behind JFK. And afterwards, what he did is appoint his brother Bobby to be the attorney general. And as attorney general, what did he do? He went after the mafia big time. He really targeted them and was doing serious damage. So I think the second shooter and things like that has far more you know, credibility to it, and it was the way they did business and all of that. I don't think that's ever been looked at as seriously as it could, but I would argue that's what happened to
well today. And thank you. I think that makes great sense. When we come back, I want to know, what can we do? When we come back, will you address that? We're going to head to a break here. Thanks, Brad Johnson. Thanks, Nancy.
Show up and run the vibe with Bose SoundLink Max Portable Speaker. Big stereo sound and deep bass gives the party people the music they can feel. Whether you're at a chill hang or an all-out bash, when you drop your playlist, the party is on. Grab-and-go convenience means it's easy to bring the vibe wherever you are, and it's built to withstand any party spills. All you need to do is press play. Bose SoundLink Max Speaker. Start the party at bose.com/Spotify Speaker.
Fox News commentary.
The next time a liberal whines to you about gun safety, you remind them of two words: Hunter Biden. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Hunter Biden is facing felony charges for allegedly lying on a federal form to obtain a firearm while being an admitted crack addict. Unlike Donald Trump's alleged crime of paying hush money to a porn star and marking it incorrectly on the books, Hunter's alleged crime is actually dangerous, which is why, for the life of me, I cannot figure out why the gun safety activists are not up in arms, no pun intended, over this. Specifically, California Governor Gavin Newsom, who runs a daily ad on social media imploring us to get on board his gun safety constitutional amendment. He wants wants to be the face of sensible gun safety, huh? Well, shoot, I can't think of anything more sensible than keeping firearms away from admitted crack addicts. Can you, Gavin? Any comment on Hunter, sir? You know, the double standard is the only standard of the left, and certainly of Gavin Newsom. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
When it comes to our climate future, I think it pays to be skeptical. Skeptical of exactly what? That's a hard question to answer, but I'll try. I'm skeptical of the extremes on both sides of the conversation. When someone tells me we must eliminate carbon emissions in 10 years, I'm dubious. It cannot be done, and we should proceed on that basis. The extreme in the other direction, that nothing can or should be done to limit carbon emissions, is no more reasonable. Even more unreasonable is the fact that we're employing perhaps the least effective ways of doing this, government command and control. Serious policy would incent private sector investment to get the job done. A carbon tax would be a big piece of that solution. And there's more to be skeptical about. Those who predict higher consequences for the economy from warming have little appreciation for how well the economy has adjusted to new circumstances over this span of history. And those who hold hope for a technological fix that falls into our lap to yield cheap, carbon-free energy wherever it's needed, I'm skeptical. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by...
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get delicious Kroger pasta sauce or pasta for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Tyson boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
King Avenue West.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
.samhsa.gov.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
And today, Tammy Hall, and I want to thank Brad Johnson, a retired CIA agent, and he's from Virginia, but he's here to support Jim Brown, who's former public service commissioner running for state auditor. And Brad will be speaking in Great Falls tonight. Is that right? How do people find you?
Yes, that's correct. I'll be speaking tonight at 6 p.m. at the Columbus Center, 1601 2nd Avenue. It's north on the third floor. That'll be in Great Falls tonight at 6 p.m. Tomorrow, Saturday, I will be speaking with Jim on both of these events. Saturday at from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Jackson Creek Bar, which is 2 Jackson Creek Road in Montana City. So doing two events with Jim, fundraisers for him. Everybody's welcome to join us there. And I will be taking more questions there, too. Jim will speak. I'll speak. Then I try to always allow questions for people, and then also talk afterwards with people just to, for individual questions they might have. It's hard. People like Nancy had great questions, but covered a lot of territory, and hard to answer all of those things.
Well, so I think you did a great job, and I wanted to tell you that we got a great text from Winday in Bozeman. I just wanted to thank her for sending, but said a hammer and a bleach go a long way, and said that she brought her BlackBerry to Ukraine. Hillary, thank you for doing this, and it's just amazing. We only have just limited minutes left, and so it's not fair. I didn't get to an important question I wanted to Yes, about the border and how dangerous that is for us. But I did ask you to discuss briefly, what can we do? We hear this, and we know in our hearts that this is going on and it's corrupt and wrong. You know, can I say help? Yeah. I know it's in God's hands, but please help.
There's a lot of things that we can do on the local level, and this is just a beyond serious problem. And you, even in Montana, there is outside money coming in. What is the source of that outside money? I guarantee you somewhere back up there involved with this outside money is communist China, and which they've got, we've got people convicted in jail for doing these things precisely, and George Soros, who, by the way, is a convicted money launderer. Those types of people are the sources of some of this money, if not the majority of it, that floods into our political system, even here in Montana. So you have to fight back. We just do not have those resources on the good guy side, on the conservative side, to fight back. So everyone has to go and help out how they can. If it's funding the right candidates, help fund them. If it's doing things like volunteering at your local precinct to be a precinct captain and keep an eye on how the votes are handled and make sure, everyone should watch the Mules movie where these huge baskets of votes are brought in after the polls have closed and shoved into the system. You know, keep an eye on all that stuff. It's very helpful. If you see it, then go public with it. Report it. Report it back up. Even if the Republican Party, for whatever reason, doesn't want to take action, shame them into it. Why they're not more active when all of this clear voting fraud is taking place, it astounds me that they sit so quietly on their thumbs. So, yeah,
and we can pressure our national people. We can pressure Steve Daines and Tim Sheehy, who is a Navy SEAL, Ryan Zinke, who is a Navy SEAL. We can pressure them to have committees start asking questions. We can get involved, too, right?
Absolutely. I would urge everyone to do that. They lend weight to their voters who call them or write them. They lend weight to it. So if they see it becoming an issue, they will react to it. If they don't see it becoming an issue, why do they care? That's the bottom line. You have to make them care. Do volunteer at the precincts. Support the good guys that are out there running for office, like Jim Brown that I'm working with.
Oh, yes. Jim's great.
The politicians.
Yeah, Jim's great. Well, we have about 30 seconds left. I wanted to talk about just the danger of the border and how they're sending across Chinese people and stuff to hurt us. We'll do that next time we talk. You know, one of my favorite movies, You Can't Handle the Truth. Well, we can handle the truth. And thank you for giving it to us. Brad, this was an incredible hour. It flew by. I'm grateful to you. Thank you to you and all the good people who serve.
Always a pleasure, and it's so great to be back in Montana again. So hello to everyone out there, and hopefully I'll see some people tonight and tomorrow night.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Two more murder charges for the accused Long Island serial killer Rex Huerman, the 60-year-old architect now linked to the murder of 28-year-old Sandra Costilla, whose body was found in North Sea, Long Island, in November of 1993, and the 2003 murder of Jessica Taylor, whose remains were found near Long Island's Gilgo Beach and in Manorville, about 45 miles away. Taylor was a sex worker and was decapitated, her arms severed from her torso. Some of her remains were found in 2003, but her head, hands, and forearm weren't found until March of 2011, near the remains of four of Huerman's other alleged victims, the Gilgo Four. Court documents say he was linked through hair DNA found on a surgical drape under Taylor's body. Investigators say they also recovered a planning document from one of 350 electronic devices found in Huerman's home, with a checklist of how to package a body and avoid leaving DNA traces with the words, "next time." There's more on this story at FoxNews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.